Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manarino, Monday, March 4th, 2024. Time just flies freaking by. It's an incredible thing. Anyway, people, this is my pre-market report. I wanna address an issue that I've been... Look, I listen to you guys and girls. I really do. And I try to read through the correspondence and the emails. But as of late, there's a crazy... freaking phenomenon going on here. I have been getting more people out here that seem to hate gold and silver, and I find this astonishing to me. Look, as all of you know, I am open to any suggestion that you want to give me here. If you have a valid point or something that you feel is valid and important, and I should know about it because I'm saying something that isn't right. Look, I'm more than willing to learn here, but this theme lately with gold and silver haters and people calling me out because of my stance on gold and silver. Like, look, as I always say, and I just said. Tell me where I'm getting this wrong. Let me put this together for you real quick. In my opinion, and I'm not going to waver from this unless someone could provide some solid information to me and prove to me how I got this wrong or how I'm getting this wrong. In my opinion, silver, physical silver, is the most undervalued financial asset on the planet. And look, this is how I figure this out. And if you're new here, maybe this will be news to you. But this is how I look at silver here being the most undervalued asset, financial asset on the planet. Okay, we have to at first look at the stock market. Okay, and let's focus on the stock market because there's a lot more facets to this, but let's just focus on the stock market. How many of you believe the stock market today is fairly valued? Exactly. Nobody here. It's the truth. Again, and understanding the mechanism behind this is pretty simple. If you and I realize that global debt is ballooning at its fastest pace we've ever seen in the history of the world. If you and I realize that central banks have made a very successful, effort here to hyperinflate global debt, and they're not done by a long shot here, and this mechanism has caused, I'm losing my train of thought here because it's incredible. Price action distortions, which are so extreme across the spectrum of asset classes, it's even hard for me to get my head around it. So this is my perspective on this. Central banks have worked very diligently, along with policymakers, of course, rah, 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 to inflate the stock market. Does that sound familiar to you? It should. Okay. We've watched this stock market, which is, forget about a big, fat, ugly bubble. A bubble beyond the scope, I think, of most people on this planet to understand. Even you and I, because it's so extreme. And this bubble has been built up on the back of global debt, which is, again, the greatest threat to humankind. It really, really is. More so than nuclear war. Because at one point, this bubble is going to burst. And when this bubble bursts in debt, it's going to lead to a locking up of the financial system. A complete lockup of the financial system and commodities are going to skyrocket beyond anyone's wildest dreams. Because again, cash doesn't just grow money wings and fly away a lovely money heaven. No, it doesn't do that. It moves through the markets in predictable patterns. Right now, the game remains risk on, meaning cash is making its way into the stock market. And in this case, also cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, XRP doing fantastic here. Okay, no surprise to anyone that follows this blog. You all knew this. Okay. But that mechanism here of cash making its way into the stock market is a direct result of suppressed rates, is a direct rate of a direct result of skyrocketing global debt. And it's not going to stop with war, the expansion of war, All the stuff that you and I have covered since, well, seems like 1,000 years now, doesn't it, here? So-called governments around the world finding every reason imaginable to inflate the debt. And all this is doing is making central banks even stronger. But let's, again, if we understand the mechanism here, and we're pretty clear on this, okay, the game remains risk on. It's not going to change anytime soon, especially through the selection cycle. There will be no election. You understand that? There will be no election. This is a selection, period. Okay. And we've covered this a gazillion times as well. Okay. Now, with that, with all you gold and especially silver haters, and Greg Mannarino's wrong on this, this is how I look at it. Okay. All right. So if we understand again, stock market is in a hyper bubble beyond anyone's wildest dreams, we got to figure out where the bottom actually is. What do we know? It always comes down to what we know. The Fed jumped in here at Dow 12,000. Dow 6,000, I'm sorry. We went from Dow 12,000 to Dow 6,000, and that's when the Fed started QE1, started buying assets, of course, what, to prevent the market from falling. The bottom could have been, well, would have been much lower than 6,000. But let's just say the bottom is 6,000 here, as the Federal Reserve has probably established a pretty hard bottom at 6,000 by buying everything in sight at that point. And they're still buying right now. Okay. So right now we have a stock market at all-time record highs, record high, record high, record high. That it's just all propped up on the back of easy money, central banks buying it all, and extreme debt to a level that none of us, I think, would ever have believed. My take is very, very simple. If we know, if we believe the Dow is overvalued by, I don't know, it could be overvalued by 90%. It could, and I mean that because we don't know where the bottom is. Let's say the bottom is 6,000. I still believe in my heart of hearts, when the debt market meltdown occurs, and it will, but it's off. We know when it's going to happen because you and I are watching the drivers of this market, the 10-year yield, the U.S. dollar, the Mannarino Market Risk Indicator, free to everyone on this planet, link in description of this video, which tells us what risk is in real time. Okay, let's say eventually, this is how it's going to work. You know this, a bursting of the bubble, and it's beyond a bubble in debt here, is going to drive global stock markets down so fast and so hard that people's heads are going to spin around like the freaking Exorcist. They're not going to know what happened to them. All those on paper millionaires, and they're being distracted right now. Look at your 401k. Oh, the stock market is ripping higher. The economy must be strong. Nothing could be further from the truth, and you all know that. But eventually, this is all going to get very real. Debt market meltdown, crush world stock markets. And where the bottom is, no one knows. Let's say it's 6,000 on the Dow. I believe we're going to get a 1-to-1 par. Dow 6,000, let's just say, or 8,000. Gold 6 or 8,000. That's where we're going to go. And that 1-to-1 ratio of gold to the Dow is also going to cause a normalization of the gold to silver ratio, which I believe, in an extreme situation, can get to 10 to 1, more than likely 15 to 1. So I'm not going to sit here and do the math for you. So for those of you gold and silver haters, you figure it out. That's why Greg Mannarino says that silver is the most undervalued financial asset on the planet Earth at this particular time. And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. In fact, it's going to get more extreme moving forward. What do we know is going to happen? They're going to keep rates suppressed. Central banks are not done here, okay? The Fed, and this is another thing I'm getting slammed about lately, is the Fed is cutting rates, okay, along with other central banks, because they must do this. They already got, and this is a long game that they've been playing, they already got the economy dead and buried. They got the consumer by the throat. A central bank's power, people, look, it resides in one thing, and one thing only, and that is their ability to inflate. Now that the central banks are providing all this funding for wars and expanding wars and whatever else our loving, caring representatives want to throw at us, this gives them another avenue to inflate. Again, how does the central bank say, hey, guess what, everyone? We're going to keep rates low, or we're going to lower rates? They can't just say it. They have to create cash out of nothing, add it to a screen, and buy all the debt. This allows them to inflate even further. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Look, as I said, as I've been telling you since day one, okay, gold and silver collectively are the best trades on earth. Silver, the number one trade on earth, in my opinion. And again, prove to me that I am wrong. Don't just say, Greg, you're wrong, because this is a comment from an imbecile. Tell me where or how I am getting this wrong. Tell me what we should be doing instead. In my opinion, I've been telling you to bet against the debt, become your own central bank, and this is how you do it with these two freaking assets here. Okay, what do you want to do? You want to stay in the dollar or any central bank issued fiat currency that are being deliberately destroyed by the issuing central bank? They're sucking the purchasing power out of it on purpose. This is why we're seeing global inflation. We're supposed to believe that these central banks, in this case the Federal Reserve, is going to hit their inflation target, which they deliberately went out of their way to miss by a mile. Again, do you realize that the Federal Reserve is in breach of contract? The Federal Reserve should be eliminated. If we had real policymakers here, well, they would sue the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has two mandates, price stability and full employment. Price stability, really? Are prices stable? Hell no. By their own numbers, inflation continues to rise. Okay, and there's no end in sight here, especially because our policymakers are playing a game with the Federal Reserve to make them even stronger. All of them are. Every single one. Every single one of our policymakers, even past ones. Do you remember the last guy? I want negative rates. Oh yeah, you'll pay the bank to keep your cash in there. And he got cheers for saying that. And he also said, oh, I want a weaker dollar. Oh, that would have worked out real well for you, wouldn't it? But still, he has legions of worshippers. It's unbelievable. And this current freak that we got sitting behind the Resolute desk makes me want to vomit every time I think about him. All right, people, look, as I have said, that's where we are with this whole thing here. Going back to the market real quick, not much going on. Bitcoin over 65,000. Okay, lovely. XRP catching a nice bid. XRP is doing really well lately. You got gold and silver right now, relatively flat. Crude oil, relatively flat. 10-year yield, $4.2 flat. The game remains risk on. It remains risk on. And if this market drops, if we get a pullback, which it doesn't look like we're getting one, I mean, it doesn't seem so anymore, and the 10-year yield remains stable, this guy already has powder dry, and I will be buying more. Count on it. People, look, this guy got your back, and I mean this to the highest order. And I know that 99% of you, more than likely, agree with me that these, and especially that, is the most undervalued asset on the planet, financial asset. Okay, but to the haters out here, make your case. You have an open platform here. Make your case. Let me see what you got, all right? I love all of you from the heart. I mean that. I will see you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream. I hope to see more of you there, all right? And that's it. I'll see you later.